CITR 101.9 FM is your home for live UBC sports.
Second down and 18 for the Clan at throw 37. We got our streaker.
Here's the streaker.
Davies dropped back. He's got a throw.
Threw it
to the streaker. And the streaker, I think, got Simon Fraser a first down. And we got security getting after him. He's into the damn you call it.
He's into the end zone and he's breakdancing in the end zone bare naked. He's being chased by security and he's
going to
the
hill.
Security fell down.
Go.
Security is coming.
He's going for
get
the
get up the fence.
Oh, he's
going. You gotta love college football.
Did I mention it is also unedited and commercial free?
He is going to put his team shorthanded.
And 13 is far smart as your mom was when she decided not to take birth control.
Well, there you have it.
All the information about our sports department can be found on our website, citr.ca.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate. He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Yep, Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Sunya.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Girls and Roses, Vancouver's only all-girls Guns N' Roses tribute. We'll be playing at the Pit Pub on UBC campus with special guests. Vancouver's very own first-time flyer. Friday, June 5th will be a rock extravaganza you won't want to miss. Montreal's house DJ Carl B will be spinning to the close of the night. Tickets are available at clubzone.com, Zulu Records, High Life World Music, and Yaletown Waves Coffee. On Fridays will be a ticket booth outside the sub at UBC. All proceeds will support Khan's Ride to Conquer Cancer benefiting BC Cancer Foundation.
Welcome to the jungle! We got fun and games! We got everything you want! How do we know the names we are?
My name is Natasha Raya. I'm a robot now. I'm playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
Hey, dog, I'm hungry. We got no meat or dairy products in our fridge, dog, and I'm hungry. What are we going to do? Delicious vegan recipes baked fresh every week with your favorite bands on Let's Get Baked with Matt and Dave. It's the finest radio baking program available. Tune in and bake along. You won't be disappointed.
Hey, dog, are you hearing this? This is a really good idea, dog.
Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. on CITR in Vancouver.
Let's get big with Matt and Dave. Eat some good food, too.
About to warning, you are about to experience a hot mess.
I've been warned.
You've been warned. You know what's up.
Because you know why?
Because
we got Arnold Zane in the house today.
I know, he's back. My dear, darling love. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We're good. We're just, it was nice to see your smiling, tan face.
See, isn't this fate? Like, we talked about him last week, and look, he's here today.
I know. It's how we do it on Hot Mess.
We got a pretty hot show today, speaking of Hot Mess.
Yeah, it's speaking of just, like, how hot it is outside.
Holy
which arm is more tanned? Which arm is more tanned?
This one.
I know, right? God.
Driving arm.
So rude. I was, like, trying to, like, drive with my, like, left hand and put my right arm out the window, and people
were
like, no.
Blonde arm bear.
Oh.
Okay, so we got the Deers. They're going to call in today's show.
I'm pretty excited about that. They're kind of a big deal.
And Matt, handsome in Hollywood, hooked it up. He's talking to Nate Fillion from Castles. I don't know. Have you seen the show? It's pretty cool. He's, like, plays a crime author, and, like, the police department has enlisted his services to help solve the crimes.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's a pretty awesome show. And then, of course, Arnold Zane's going to kick it on the one and two and throw down some funky tracks.
So just basically just the same hot mess, different Friday.
Different Friday.
It's pretty great. It's so hot out.
So hot.
If you don't live in Vancouver, you should.
Because it's amazing. Oh,
yeah.
There's the horse sound that phones make.
The horse sound?
We always call it the horse sound.
Why do you call it the horse sound?
I don't know. Somebody started it, and it's just the way it goes.
I don't know if you've ever met a horse, but I've never heard them make that sound.
I've ridden a horse before.
Wow.
Yeah, in L.A. It's kind of fun.
Why? Who goes to L.A. and rides horses?
Sunset Ranch. You drive it over the hill, and then you go to a Mexican restaurant, and you have, like, tequila shots.
Oh, I forgot, because you're Mexican.
Yes, I am. I am a Mexican.
Awesome. Well, what should we do? Should we play a Deers track?
Why not?
All right, let me find one. But let's, I don't know. I know, like, Baz and I are, like, equally as, like, obsessed with dubstep. So are you going to play some dubstep?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here we go.
more yet, fine?
Digress. I'm just a tiger and I'm looking for a tigress. My guess is that you might bless me with your holy water just like you were the Pope, baby. You got me hanging from a rope, lady, just like a tower swing. Loving you is tiring. Hold up, let me catch my breath. We'll be right back. it, girl. Dress it tight, blend.
I'm never tired of you, sir.
Who?
Baz.
Baz.
Arnold Sane.
Arnold Sane, because he's insane.
Is insane. I like, yeah, it's fine. You can come and play at my house any old time you want.
Yeah, that sounds dirty.
I wanted to talk about this show.
Did you tell Baz about how you would like him and his lovely wife to procreate so that his babies can make...
Date my babies? Yeah, I tell them that every time I see...
We've been discussing it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's going to happen.
Yes! Now I have to have children so they can date your children.
It's kind of like you're hooking up with Baz, but not actually having to, you know.
No, like, if I can't have you in this life, my children will have you in others, Baz and Dawn. And I don't discriminate. It's not just Baz. Dawn is effing hot. It's ridiculous how you two found each other and made it work. I don't even... It's an anomaly.
Speaking of pregnancies...
Speaking of, like, babies... Okay, there's this show on TV.
Nobody in this room is any time having a baby.
No, I'm not.
Let's talk about it.
But, like, this is the scary thing about it, is that... There's this, like, show, and,
Get it out there, Sam. Get it out. There's a show that has babies.
It's really... No, it's really disturbing.
John and 8 plus 8.
No, it's not. It's really, really, really disturbing. It's this show called I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant. What kind of show is that?
I don't know, because I've never seen it. Tell me about it.
Okay. It's like birth control free. It's only ever on really late at night. Or maybe it's on during the day, I don't know. But I always, like, come home after a couple drinks.
What channel?
I don't know. It's just called I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant. And all it is, like, women who didn't know they were pregnant. Isn't that... And then they're like,
oh, whoops, it just popped out. Yeah, like, so in the grocery shop.
For example, I just found this in weird news. Women mistakes pregnancy for kidney stone. Okay, so Juanita Stead complained of shooting pains in her lower back on New Year's Eve. She thought she was passing a kidney stone.
I'm sorry, this guy be a very large woman.
Yeah, well, that's just it, right? Instead, she was giving birth to a baby boy. The Eastern Newfoundland woman says she didn't realize she was pregnant until she was rushed to Cavenier General Hospital.
Is she Canadian? I'm so upset right now.
Dude, it's okay. The whole show is about Americans. We are allowed to have one.
No. This, like, never happens to Canadians. It's supposed to be always Americans. Like, now look.
That night, okay, an x-ray didn't turn up any kidney stones.
America, by the way, I love you.
I love you, America. But, yeah, anyways, when I went back to emergency, the doctor was waiting for me, and he said, "It's no kidney stone." He said, "You've got a baby ready to be born." I said, "No, that can't happen." Told him the x-ray.
You said no. You said no.
No, the lady said no. That can't happen. And then 6 minutes later, 7-pound, 12-ounce Nicholas was born. Breech at 12:31.
What do you do in that situation? You're all like, "Oh, I'm living my life," and then, like, next day when you didn't think you were pregnant, you're like, "Boom, I have a baby."
He came out.
That's gonna mess you up, man.
It does mess you up. The best part is the quote afterwards. He came out bum first, Stead said Wednesday.
That's not how babies are supposed to come out.
No.
Bum first? Folded over like a... Like,
fuck you, world. I'm coming out bum first. You can kiss my ass. No?
You just dropped an F-bomb.
I did. That's how I'm allowed to.
I'm scared by that.
Oh, come on. Wow. Eddie's reading his text messages, so it's not even like... The other one that I saw that was really scary was this lady who thought she was also going to pass some sort of something and, like, went on the toilet and there is, like, she, like, birthed her baby.
Pass some sort of something.
God.
Why, like, are people passing things?
Can you imagine, like, I really have to go to the bathroom. Oh, wait, no, actually, I have to give birth to a baby.
I don't know. What are these people eating? Because I don't have to pass, like, things that I...
I'm sorry, how do you not know you have a 8-pound child in you?
I don't know.
Anyways, I just thought that was a little bit scary.
We forgot to talk about why it's just you and me and Arnold Sane in the house today, because Captain Jay is away.
He is away.
Like, his voicemail says, "I am Jay and I am away." He is at a Face the World charity event tonight, hanging out with Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell. So we do it here, Hot Mess.
That's, I mean, why not?
Rock with the old
school. They live
celebs
here.
Yeah, because their son played hockey, right?
And then they just stayed?
And they just, because we're just, it's beautiful here.
It is beautiful
Come
here.
Come to Vancouver in the summer. We will share our city with you.
That's, yeah, no, it's really nice. You should come here now.
Now.
But can I also, I would just like to say, though, gentlemen out there who have your shirt off right now, let's talk about that. There's a time and a place. The beach, mostly, is the place, the time, in the day when it's sunny. My front sidewalk in front of my house at 9 a.m. this morning, not appropriate.
Why not? What if he was hot?
Yeah, it doesn't, but that's the worst part. It's the worst part is when they're hot, because then you're just like, oh, if you had a shirt on, I would have just checked you out. But now, because you have your shirt off, like a major
douche. No, but then, like, what if he's hot, like, as in temperature, not as hot as in, like, oh, I'm stuffy.
I don't care if you're... I'm hot, temperature-wise and physically.
So, like, I was hot at the office today, so if I took off my shirt, not okay?
No, it's not okay.
I didn't do that.
Just like shorts are never okay at the office.
But what about Baz? He's wearing sleeveless right now.
Yeah, Baz can wear whatever he wants. I will never, ever talk to Baz about... And he could wear a diaper... Baz is that attractive. The rest of the world, not that attractive.
So if you walk in here in a Borat banana hammock, neon green, you're like, okay.
Yeah, I'd be like, I wouldn't even blink. I'd just be like, sure, no problem. I'm fine with this.
All right.
Yeah. That's fair enough.
Fair enough.
You can check out his MySpace if you don't believe me. What is it,
Baz?
He has
photos of him in a banana hammock.
Yeah, maybe you should. What is it?
Arnold Sane.
It's myspace.com/ Arnold Sane. And
I know that he wants people to go there now.
And I'll be sure to make sure that there's a picture of him up there in a banana hammock soon. I think your hits would go way up.
Let's have some Arnold Sane tracks.
Yeah. I like your music.
What are we going to hear, Baz?
It's just the Dearly remix of Bonkers.
Dearly remix of
Van Helden.
Of Bonkers.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, this is a good one. Here we go. Hot Mess.
Is my kind of silence. Everybody says that I gotta get a grip, but I let sanity give me the slip.
Some people think I'm bonkers, but I just think I'm free. Man, I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me. Some people pay for thrills, but I get mine for free. Man, I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me.
Bonkers.
Bonkers.
Panther. Is that Barletta?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So good. I was just telling Baz how the only time I ever engaged in illicit smoking activities with my mother was when I watched all three Pink Panthers movies with her.
You don't smoke.
I don't. No, and neither does my mom. So you can only imagine.
We're like pure.
I am really, really bad at smoking illicit substances. Mainly because I will like toast a steak and then melt cheese on it and then eat it off the floor.
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah.
I'm a mess.
Oh yeah, it's not
good. Disgusting.
It's
really gross.
Like why does that happen?
I don't know what happens to me, but like
so you have no fullness meter anymore. Like
no,
you smoke and it's like gone.
No,
you can
yeah.
eat like
everything.
It's ridiculous.
You
wake up and like, and it's not a hangover of alcoholness. It's a hangover of food, and you're like,
it's worse than a hangover of alcoholness.
Oh, it's so bad.
I can't do because one time, a couple times, I partook in college, and. I went to a night and day restaurant, which is like a 24-hour restaurant, with my friend
Flash
Joel.
Fried frozen steak and shrimp.
Oh
combo.
God, it's so gross. But I got this like milkshake, and also my depth perception gets really like everything gets bad. But I got this milkshake, and it was like covered in whipped cream. And I thought my friend Joel was like reaching to grab my whipped cream off my milkshake, and I was like, this is not happening. And so I like. Batted what I thought was his hand coming for the milkshake, but he was just reaching for a fork and he was like looking at me and I like batted this massive ball of like gross whipped cream into the air and it had stayed solid, like in solid form in the air. But then I like came at it like volleyball styles and like hit it because I thought somehow I could still grab this whipped cream and it splattered over like 30 people across the restaurant. I was asked to leave.
You're one of the tables that people are like, oh, are they really here?
Yeah.
Gonna leave soon?
Yeah, it was bad.
Speaking of tables, well, this is not even...
That was... Can you not segue with tables?
I love... Okay, fine.
Okay.
Speaking of whipped cream...
Speaking of whipped... That's better.
Handsome loves his whipped cream, and he's currently in Hollywood hanging out with some celebrities. And he actually
tough
had the chance...
life.
Yeah, I don't know, rough life. Eh? He had the chance to have a sit-down and chit-chat with Nathan Fillion of Castle. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with the show, but...
We'll post it on our blog so you know what it is.
They're going to tell you all about it in this little interview. So have a listen. Here's Handsome in Hollywood chatting with Nate from Castle on ABC.
Hey, what's up? This is Matthew Anderson for Handsome in Hollywood. I'm here at a very good friend of mine, Nathan Fillion's house, star of Castle, handsome gentleman, and one of the funniest people I know. Nathan, how are you today?
Good. The show's called what again?
Hot Mess. Well, it's because, you know, we're a mix of, you know, musical varieties and we all come together and sometimes there's a drink or two that's had at the show.
And sometimes you make a hot mess. We've all made hot messes in our time.
Yeah, we've shared a couple stories about that, actually, once or twice before. So I guess what I just watched was the season finale, episode 10 of Castle. First of all, for people out there who maybe didn't catch the first season or haven't watched it yet, how would you describe the show?
Crime dramas, these crime procedurals, they're going very, very well right now. Super popular, all the CSIs and all their subsidiary shows coming out.
Yeah.
So certainly there is that element to our show, but we're taking a far lighter look at it. And I think that's the advantage of Castle's character. He's not a cop. He's not personally involved. He's thrilled to death to be involved in these investigations. And there are certainly times when murder, you know, murder matters, and these crimes, they hit home. But Castle is excited as he could possibly be to be there.
Yeah.
This is a guy that imagines murders and makes them up and gets ideas and then puts them. But now he's actually there. And he's a guy that thinks outside the box. You know, these people are trained detectives. He's certainly not that person. But he is a very imaginative, very creative, very observant kind of a guy. And so we've taken this very much lighter look. It's the lighter side of murder.
It sounds like you're having a lot of fun. I mean, you've said before that you like to be able to shoot guns and play characters where you get to do things that you don't get to do in everyday life. And this character is, I could even call him quirky. I think he's quite quirky. He's very funny. And he's got, you know, he's got this really interesting outlook on life. And he, obviously you said he's rich. He's doing very well. I mean, how much fun are you having playing this?
A lot of fun. There's so something very freeing about playing somebody who has no comeuppance, you know?
Yeah.
He gets away with everything. And when he doesn't get away with it, he doesn't care. And that's just, I think, a really admirable quality. I like that quality in people. You meet someone who, you know, life happens. Sometimes crappy things happen in life. And the people that don't care, I admire those people in a way. That's fantastic. I think that's an admirable quality to have.
Now, you've been robbed of multiple seasons a couple times. Firefly, to name one. Drive, to name another. how awesome was it to get that call from ABC not even that long ago going, you know what, we got the green light for season two?
It was a week ago Friday, wow. I think it was a week ago Friday.
You were in Vancouver.
I was in Vancouver. Yeah. I was in Vancouver when I got the call. And I was just down the street from your place. I was staying at your place when I got the call. I don't remember having that kind of a phone call. I haven't had a second season of anything since 2000.
Which, by the way, is crazy because all your shows have been awesome.
Keep it up. Keep talking. I always tell, whenever I'm meeting and people are looking at my resume, I always say, don't look too close. Don't do any investigations in all these shows you see listed here, because you'll see that they're all really great and critically acclaimed, but yeah, failed.
Who was like the first person you called? I mean, you must have freaked out a little bit.
Well, you know what? I tried to surprise my folks. Yeah. I wanted to surprise. I was going to see them later on that evening for drinks. And there's no surprising my folks. They are my Google search engine. they're all over the internet. And then I just got them some iPhones. Mm. So now they're mobile Google alerts.
What are some of the perks of being a leading man on a successful television show in America?
Yes, exactly. So growing up Canadian, I was going to be a high school teacher in Edmonton, Alberta. 4 months before I graduated university, I got my first gig in New York on One Life to Live. Ever since then, this whole thing has been an adventure. I mean, I am living the adventure. I compare everything I do to, I could have been a high school teacher.
Which isn't that bad.
It's not that it's bad. It's not that it's bad. It's that it's incredibly hard work,
yeah,
for very little pay and very little thanks. I mean, I'm reaching people now millions at a time, whereas before you'd be doing it a classroom at a time.
Yeah.
My parents were high school teachers. I have great admiration and respect for teachers of any kind.
But now you're living the dream.
And now I'm living the dream. You go to these conventions. That's a big one.
I was going to ask about that too, because you have, I mean, I hear the soap fans from One Life to Live. The soap fans are crazy. Like, they're really just like devoted to your characters. Joey Buchanan was from One Life to Live. Mm-hmm. Then you had Malcolm Reynolds on Firefly. So now you have the sci-fi fandom. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm assuming they all back you and follow you everywhere you go. But have you started to meet Castle fans? Is it an amalgamation of everything? Or have you started to, I mean, I'm curious about what the Castle fans are like.
You know what? I've been very fortunate in that the jobs I've done, however failed, have been fun for me. That's how I pick my projects. I am dying to do it. Let me in. Let me go do that for whatever reason it might be. People who are fans are simply people of the same taste. Mm-hmm. These people have the same taste I do. Mm-hmm. So I only think that they're intelligent. You know what I mean? You've got excellent taste in entertainment.
I agree.
Me.
Now, I'm curious about this. What do you think, I mean, from people looking from the outside in, what do you think is one of the biggest misconceptions about what you do? You know, do you think it's so easy?
I think the biggest misconception is people believe that you have power. Mm. I wrote a script. Let me hand you the script. They think that if they hand me a script, it's going to be a movie. Mm. I don't have that kind of power. Mm-hmm. They think that why do you pick this role instead of, why don't you go do this? I don't go out and say, that's the one I'm going to do, so now I'm going to go get it, and now it's mine.
Yeah.
No. I get in line like everybody else. I bust my hump, and I audition like everybody else.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not an audition, but it's a meeting. But I chase this stuff down. I chase it. I have to go get it. And then it's not my decision to do it. I don't have five scripts in front of me and say, I'm going to do another sci-fi. I think I'm going to do a little more sci-fi. I'm going to keep the sci-fi thing going. I'm going to do more sci-fi. Yeah, I'm going to do this one.
Yeah.
No. It's not like that.
So because we're a radio show, I'm just curious, do you have any albums right now that you're listening to that you can't get out of your car? Or, you know, now because of the, you know, day and age that it is, it's all about iTunes, and maybe there's a single track. I always have one track that I'm playing on my iPod that I can't stop listening to.
In my car, I usually have five CDs going through my changer. Three of them haven't changed in a long time. Bob Schneider mix CD I did. Mm-hmm. Jason Mraz's latest that he did his little concert tour with. I can't remember what it's called. Sorry. And Martin Sexton's Black Sheep. Can't get enough of that album.
Thank you very much for spending some time with us here at Hot Mess, and hopefully we'll check in with you later on down the road and see how things are doing. And if you haven't seen it, watch it, find it online, and get excited and ready for season 2 of Castle. It's on Monday nights, 9 Eastern, after Dancing with the Stars. It's awesome. It's funny. It's intense at times. Don't miss it. Thank you very much, Nathan.
Thanks. Thanks for letting me stay at your place when I was in Vancouver.
No problem. I hope you flushed.
Twice.
Oh my gosh. Matt. That's awesome.
Matt down there living in Hipster Village, Silver Lake in Los Angeles, California, chit-chatting with the stars. He's got some cool interviews lined up, actually. He's going to have somebody from Heroes.
He's not just 10. He's getting someone from Heroes? Mm-hmm. Do you want to know what my trick is?
What's your trick?
When I see somebody I don't like, which doesn't happen very much, but like occasionally, or somebody that's really annoying.
Here, there, once in a while?
Here, there, once in a while, like in the grocery store. You just like close your eyes and like squint your face. And then pretend like you're changing time. And they'll just be really weirded out and walk away. But then you can pretend that you're like Hiro Nakamura.
I don't know. I don't watch the show.
Oh, never mind. Well, that joke was completely lost on you. That's okay. Everybody else can try it.
Let's try it. Well, hey, Nate from Castle, thanks for talking to Matt. That was kind of cool.
That was really awesome.
It's like, yeah, the show's pretty good. So check it out, ABC. Unfortunately, Dancing with the Stars is not airing, so it's like finished.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean Dancing with the Stars is finished? Well, you can't just drop a bomb like that on me.
Oh.
What am I going to do when I'm hungover on Sunday and watch the entire season from start to finish?
I'm sure you can download it on it.
Ah.
Downloading things on the internet. Speaking of the internet,
yeah,
let's talk about Twitter.
Twitter. You Twitter. Okay, I Twitter, but I don't like, fuck, blow people's shit up.
Holy F-bomb queen today.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm sorry. It's sunny and I'm feeling...
F-bomby?
F-bomby.
It's a bomby day. Ah!
Okay. Well, it's better than bad jokes. I came across this awesome website called Tweeting Too Hard.
Oh, dear.
And it's a website for self-important tweets get the recognition they deserve.
Similar to last night's text message.
It is, but it's just like mostly people that like I don't have on my Twitter, thank God, because I delete them.
I'm not going to lie. I'm getting totally freaked out by all these websites that are like pulling all the data that we share on the internet and like, oh, let's post the stuff that we shared and like make everybody else look at the post that we shared on the internet.
Yeah, it's that's
like
a
recycling,
little...
Recycling of the recycling of the information like times six times and then making money off of it.
But it's true though, but this is a great site. It's all it is like, okay, so for example, today, if you weren't on Twitter in 2007, you are not an authority on social media at all. And then...
2007, what?
Yeah, off to lunch with my ex soon. My breakups are always dramatic, but then my exes are always become my BFFs. Guess no one can quit me. And all it is you just give people backpats. And it's just like people who have like way too much self-importance and they tweet.
Oh boy.
I just hope no one I know ever ends up on there because that's just embarrassing.
It's really bad.
It is bad, but it's funny.
It's funny.
If you have an office job and you're listening to our podcast right now, and you've listened to all of our podcasts, and there's nothing to do after you listen to this podcast, you should go to this website.
Yeah. Hey, I have a question for you. How do you take a photo of someone who you want to put up? Like, say, for instance, well, I can't, like, you know that, look at this.
How do you stalk someone secretly?
Hipster.com. Okay, there's this person, and they were like, I wanted to take their photo so badly and submit it. But, like, how do you do that?
Tina Fey went up and said, that's exactly what I've been trying to get my barber to do. To her neighbor when she wanted to take a picture of how handsome he was. This doesn't maybe like just say I like your hat. Can I take a picture of it?
Okay.
I like that you have food in your beard. May I please take a picture of it?
May I please take a photo?
You know what? On your iPhone though, you can turn off you can make it silently take pictures.
Yeah, I know. But like I can't get up in front of you and hold my phone in front of your face. And
wasn't there a senator that was trying to make it illegal to have like silent cameras?
Probably.
Because he got like pictures taken of him like doing something illegal.
There's a funny, one of the gyms that I go to, there's a funny thing that says the use of cell phone cameras is prohibited in this area.
That's like, creepy.
What's going on?
No, that's scary because I remember when I like back in high school when I was wrestling, I used to come over and wrestle at SFU, and there was this guy that would like walk around with a bag at like hip level and like a big, and he was just like filming everybody's naughty bits. For a long time, it was going on. Nobody caught him until they started seeing their naughty bits on the internet. Can you imagine how freak would that be? You're like going to like get off. You're like, yeah, and then you're like, oh, ooh, no. It's like a horrible day.
I gotta go Google something right now. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Were you at the SFU gym in between 2004 and 2006? No.
No.
Okay.
But you were.
Yeah, I was. He was in the guys' change room though. It's okay. He was into dudes.
Okay, it's time for music.
It is time for music. Let's
Oh, wait.
white.
Let's give away free something.
Oh yeah, we have a courtesy of.
Yeah, I just want to apologize to Ernold Tate because I was like, let's get music, and then he jumps up, and then I'm like, oh wait, I'm making him jump around.
Well, I wanted to do some sort of a contest. So if you're listening,
we got it.
That wasn't that exciting though.
I like it.
Fine. Can we do his underwear?
You have to find. You're just doing that for yourself. I suggested that the first person to call in and tell us what color Ernold Sain's shirt is, but now Samantha is getting her jollies off and wants to take him in the other room to see the color of his underwear.
I don't need to take him in the other room. He can just show us. It's just underwear. Jeez. Okay, so if you can call in and tell
either
us.
Either one.
To tell us the color of.
I don't know how I feel about this.
Of Baz's shirt to be safe, but if you're feeling risky, you can go for the undies, and I wouldn't hate you for it. 604-822-CITR
2487
if you have a BlackBerry. It's very confusing.
Call now. We're going to play music. Here's Ernold Sain on Hot Mess.
I wanna be like this.
Hotness. It's what we do.
Mm-hmm. That's hot mess for you.
So we have a caller on the line. Hello?
One of them.
Hello, CITR.
Yo, yo, what up,
hey.
Hot mess?
Not
you complete
much.
Me.
Aw, you, that's so sweet.
You complete us.
So you want to win this this Warner Urban Hip Hop CD pack, hey?
You what, sorry?
You want to win this Warner Urban Hip Hop CD pack, right?
Oh, definitely. It's my dream come true, actually.
All right, so we need to know... What color is, Samantha, finish it up.
Arnold Sane's underpants, his skivvies.
Well, I was going to say a metallic studded pair, but I know that that might not be comfortable on a Friday night, so I'm going to go with gray.
With what? How did you know?
Totally got it right.
Only because most guys wear gray underwear.
Wow.
I guess I'm
impressive.
That is, you're very, very wise. I hope you haven't seen too many guys' underwears to have that fact.
No,
of course
not.
Did she get the brand right? Did
she
get the brand?
The one person that you've ever been with has worn gray underwear, and that's your point of reference.
Oh, where else?
I know a great man who wears gray underwear.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Good to know. Well, tell him we say hello. Where?
I certainly will. He loves your show, by the way.
Aww, that's so nice.
Where are you right now?
I'm chilling with my one of my best mates, Becky, and we're actually trying out the new place on Granville called Circa.
Oh, my friend's having their birthday there tomorrow. Is it good?
It's pretty ballin'. I must say I'm impressed with the decor.
Good stuff.
Impressive.
Yeah.
Usually it's all about the drinks, though, for me. You could put me in a box and give me some drinks, and I'd be fine.
Yeah. Well, the decor's kind of just a bonus, really. I kind of feel like I'm in, like, this Vegas bar, but, like, on a really shitty street, which happens to be called Granville.
Hey, owner of Circa, Hot Mess thinks your restaurant is cool. Hook us up with some free drinks.
Oh, that wasn't blatant at all.
Everybody go down to Circa on Granville Street.
Okay. Well, geez. Well, thanks for calling in.
We'll grab your information. So thank you so much.
Yeah, enjoy the sunny weather.
Hey, keep on partying.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Bye. All right. We're almost done here at Hot Mess. We talked to Nate Fillion. We did not speak with the deers, but that's their
problem.
Yeah,
what's up with that?
Not ours. I don't know. We have confirmations from people that they're going to call, and then they don't call, so I don't know. But it doesn't matter because...
You never write. You never call.
Ernold Sain's in the house. Ernold Sain. Yeah, he is.
Hey, wait.
What's going on, man? What do you got coming up? What do you got kicking in the city?
Well, we got a new night at Shine with Shit's Popping Off.
Sweet.
Starting June 11th.
Does it have
June
11th.
Does That's coming up.
The Bashman and Victoria Element on Wednesdays.
Excellent. What's the Shine Night going to be called?
We think it's going to be called Bang Gang.
Bang Gang.
So it's like
the Bang Gang, like the guys in Australia. Or that those are gang bang. Bang, bang gang. Yeah, the Bang Gang.
Like a gang of bangers.
Is this like gay porn or something?
Excellent.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think you should invite all the people from, what's that bar called on Davie Street?
Pump Jacks. We're Duster DJs.
Yeah. Duster DJ night. There.
Actually, Duster's going to be there, so we're going to hopefully get that whole Pump Jack crowd come down.
Definitely. We'll tell him to invite all his friends.
Hey, it doesn't matter as long as they buy a
Bring
beer
friends,
and pay
Duster.
You the cover,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Okay,
what else we get? Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, well, I was just going to say, Vancouver, you should come and check it out, because if you have any recollection of Patio Times, which was your last... big sort of banging night, then you'll want to come down to Shine.
Yes.
Because I don't remember, but mainly because I was just having way too much fun. But that's how it should be. Anyways, we're going to pay some bills here on Hot Mess, and then we're going to come back with some hotness from Baz, some bangers. He's gonna bang out some bangers.
Bang the gang?
Bang gang some bangers. All right, Hot Mess.
Get a life. Spend 6 or 9 months getting involved in communities across Canada.
If you are between 17 and 21, not sure about your next step for college or university, want to meet people from all over Canada, and want to put something impressive on your resume, then listen to Those That Got a Life.
Check out gokatimovic.com. That's go, KATIMAVIK.com. Come on, get a life.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
Hot Mess, you got it. I'm just going to say right now that Blantron has a fantastic little bow in her hair.
Thank you. It's my new thing.
It's
like being Aunt Jemima's cute white niece.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. That's the only thing I have for it.
Okay.
But
That's, Baz got gray underwear. You got a cute white bow, and
Duster hangs out at Pump Jacks. It's all
good.
It's all good stuff. All
right, Ernest, what do we got coming up in this little set here? You're gonna play for the peeps.
Pound the Floor, Major Lazer, Ernest Saint remix.
What was that? Sorry.
He's scared of the mic. It's funny. Floor, I don't know why.
Major Lazer, Ernest Saint remix.
Excellent. Major Lazer.
Major Lazer's coming to town. I know. Just stole that from you. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
You did. That's fine. It's fine. It's okay.
Don't forget to go to hotmess.org. As well, you can hear all the great tracks from Ernest Saint. We'll post that up on our blog again. Hotmess.org as well. MySpace.com/Ernest Saint.
ERNOLDSANE.
Thank you.
No problem. Love you. Hot Mess, Vancouver. Here's Ernest Saint.
I drank too much, I did it on the booze. too much. I drank too much. I drank too much. I overdid it. Pretty girls, girls, pretty girls, girls, pretty girls, 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 girls.
Hey, girl.
Pretty girls, 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 pretty girls, 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 pretty girl, 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 girl.
Hey, girl.
Girls, 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 pretty girls, girls, pretty girls, 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 girls,
funky. They get funky. Funky.
That maybe were better songwriters, I don't know, better lyricists, better vocals, I can't say that, but I do know this.
What I'm gonna say is tell all you think that we can say.
Go, 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 go Like I can show. Get into it. Another shot of Patron in my cup. To the left, light it up, take a puff. I'm Just know.